Very good. Good morning. This is Robert Lucero. I'm the Development Hearing Officer for the City of Albuquerque, and I call to order the May 22nd, 2024 hearing of the Development Hearing Officer, the DHO, at 9:01 a.m. This is a remote or online hearing where all participants will be on a video or audio conference. We are conducting this hearing remotely so that everyone can participate. Please keep your audio on mute and your video off when you are not involved in the case being heard. Also, please note that we are recording only the audio of this recording, not the video. Since it's audio only, it will be important that you give your name each time before you begin your remarks. We will use the chat capability of Zoom to let you know which agenda item we're currently on. Please watch for that feed. The chat will also let you ask a question of the moderators, which are Jay Rodenbeck and Robert Webb. We want to inform you that all chat conversations are part of the record and are subject to the Inspection of Public Records Act. Please keep your chat comments relevant to the hearing. I would like to introduce the Development Facilitation Team staff, the DFT staff, and swear them in. We have Jolene Wolfley, Associate Planning Director, Jay Rodenbeck, Development Services Manager. Is Robert Webb online? Didn't see that he had joined.
Yes, he's.
Oh good. And what about Shahab? Is Shahab on? Not yet.
No.
Those of you who I named, please raise your hand. And do you swear or affirm to tell the truth under penalty of perjury?
Yes, I do.
This is Robert Webb. Yes, I do.
Thank you. Also, we have David Gutierrez from the Water Authority. Jeff, let's see, we don't have Jeff today. We have Jacob Boylan from Code Enforcement. And we have Bonnie Strange from Parks and Rec. And Mr. Tiquan Chen from Hydrology. See there? Yes. And Ernest Armijo from Transportation. If you'd all please raise your right hands. And do you swear or affirm to tell the truth under penalty of perjury?
I do.
Thank you. Also, Hannah Alec and Marcelo Ibarra from the Planning Department are present. Is there anyone else from the DFT who I missed? Thank you. Ms. Alec, Mr. Ibarra, please raise your right hand. And do you swear or affirm to tell the truth under penalty of perjury?
Yes, I do.
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Very good. So we're all the DFT members are sworn in. A note for the applicants. Any plats that are approved today will be electronically signed following the hearing. Mr. Jay Rodenbeck routes those documents through the DFT staff members once the applicant has submitted a final PDF that includes all of their utility signatures. Then the applicants will receive an emailed copy of the signed document. If the plat is approved with conditions, you will need to complete the conditions with the appropriate DFT member and then send the PDFs to Mr. Rodenbeck for electronic signatures. Please note that the city engineer is the final person to sign a plat. Ms. Angela Gomez is our hearing monitor. Ms. Gomez, would you please alert us to any changes to the agenda?
I have no changes to announce this morning.
Thank you very much. In that case, now that we have the agenda set for today, we will ask any members of the public who would like to speak on a particular item to please let us know when that agenda item is called. When we get to the case time for public comment on a particular case, if you are on Zoom, then please use the raise your hand feature, which can be found on the lower toolbar under the reactions tab. If you are on video, you can just literally raise your hand like I'm doing now. If you're on audio, then please press star 9, if you're on the phone. And also, if any participant causes a disruption, they will be removed from the hearing. If there are any technical issues, for instance, if the Zoom call has any problems, we cannot hear folks or any other sort of technical difficulties, then the DHO hearing, I'll end the hearing temporarily, and the hearing will resume at 1 p.m. today using the same Zoom link and phone number. As we begin, I'll read a brief statement regarding the purpose of the Development Hearing Officer. The DHO was created in 2022 by amendment to the Integrated Development Ordinance, the IDO. The DHO and DFT staff members apply the standards and requirements in the IDO and the Development Process Manual. All right, with that, we will begin with agenda item one, and that is PR 2023 008197. SD 2024-00095, an amendment to the preliminary or final plat. Danny Martinez, Land Development Planning, as agent for Roy and Emma Luna, requests the aforementioned actions for all or a portion of Lot 90A1 and 90B1, Alvarado Gardens, zoned RA, located at 2733 Candelaria Road between Candelaria Road Northwest and Trellis Avenue Northwest, and it contains approximately 0.5806 acres. Do we have a representative of the applicant team present? Danny Martinez? See, I see Miss Luna there. Can you hear me? Looks like you're on mute, ma'am. Oh, there you are.
Okay. Yeah, here I am.
Hello. Is Mr.
Hello.
Martinez present today? Will he be presenting or will you be presenting?
I'll be presenting. He's had to take his wife to a doctor's appointment, so.
Okay. Well, let's go ahead and get you sworn in if you would please. State your full name and mailing address for the record.
Okay, Emma Luna, 3610 Trellis Drive Northwest, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87107.
Thank you. And please raise your right hand. And do you swear or affirm under penalty of perjury that your testimony today will be true?
Yes.
Thank you. Go ahead if you'd please present the application.
Do you want me to present it?
Yes, yeah, if you could
Okay.
just
So
briefly describe what you're requesting.
basically we're requesting the 90, the plot, the lot 90A and 90B to be changed to dash one because it's a new survey. And also the address to Trellis needs to be corrected because it's 3610 Trellis Drive Northwest, not Avenue. If you
I
guys
see.
can make that correction.
Okay.
And Danny has worked on all the what is it that you call it, considerations or
Yes,
conditions?
the
Yeah.
conditions, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Anything else that you'd like to state before I ask if there's any public comment?
No, that's it. Thank you.
Okay. Very good. Well, at this time, I would call on any members of the public who wish to provide public comment on this matter. Again, we're on agenda item one, and this is a request for amendment to preliminary final plat at 2733 Candelaria Road. Please raise your hand if you'd like to speak on that matter. I'm scrolling through the participant list on Zoom, and I don't see anyone indicating that they'd like to speak. Again, please raise your hand to provide public comment on agenda item one. Last call for public comment on agenda item one. Okay, Ms. Luna, it doesn't appear that there's any public comment. And so at this time, we'll proceed to hear from each of the DFT specialty members for their comments. And we'll begin with the Water Authority, Mr. Gutierrez.
Thank you.
This is David Gutierrez, the Water Authority. I have no objections or comments. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. And next will be code enforcement, Mr. Boylan.
Hello, Mr. Hearing Officer. This is Jacob Boylan speaking on behalf of code enforcement. Code enforcement has no comments to add to the 4/24/24 DHO hearing comments and no objections.
Thank you, sir. And next will be Parks and Recreation, Ms. Strange.
Hello, this is Bonnie Strange with Parks and Recreation. Parks and Recreation has no comments this time and no objections to this requested action. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Ms. Strange. Next is Hydrology, Mr. Chen.
Yiquan Chen, Hydrology. Hydrology has no objection. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Next is the Transportation. Mr. Ernest Armijo.
Ernest Armijo, Transportation. We have no objection.
Thank you, sir. And last will be the planning comments. Is that Mr. Boylan?
Yes, sir. This is Jacob Boylan speaking on behalf of planning. Just have a couple of pretty standard comments to read off. Project and application numbers must be added to the plat. Prior to final sign-off of the plat, the AGIS office must approve the DXF file and proof of the approval must be provided. The date of the DHO approval must be recorded on the plat per 66K2K of the IDO. The sidewalk okay. determination to maintain existing sidewalk must be noted on the plat prior to final sign-off. And after DHO approval and final sign-off, a recorded copy of the plat must be sent to Jay Rodenbeck at jrodenbeck@cabq.gov and Angela Gomez at agomez@cabq.gov. And that concludes my comments.
Thank you.
Okay.
I had a question on that. You mentioned the sidewalk determination. Is that a determination that I'm asked to make now, or is that something that has already been made?
That determination had already been made per okay. the last issue or this last DHO cycle.
Very good. Thank you. Would you mind putting the those proposed conditions into the chat?
Will do.
Okay, thanks. Where can I find that? Let me see. I'm going to the chat.
Yeah, I think that's all of the DFT. Did I miss anybody? Thank you.
Mr. Hearing Officer?
Yes.
Sorry, this is Ms. Wolfley. I just have one question. Can you zoom in, Marcelo? I just want to make sure, Jay, that this is sealed and signed. This is a slightly different looking layout on the plat. I just want to make sure that we have everything we need officially on this, Jay.
Yeah.
Does it have the surveyor's credentials on here?
We lost the.
I believe Robert was sharing the screen.
Credentials. Danny will be submitting all those signatures. I think, I don't know if he submitted yet, but he did show it to me. And he did work on all those conditions you guys had talked about earlier. So is there anything missing?
This is Jay Rodenbeck. I want to jump in too and just make sure, do we have a plat copy with lots 90A1 and lots 90B, the lots 90A1, lots 90B1? That's what it was supposed to be revised to with this amendment.
Just a dash one to it. Just the dash one, because they didn't want to have read it the lot 90A, 90B. So they suggested that we do 90A dash one and 90B dash one. And that's what the amendment is for.
Well, so typically, we can work on this probably after this gets decided, but that right there, that title section, it should list 90A1 and 90B1 there too.
Okay, I'll let Danny know. So that needs to be resubmitted and it needs to have that title on it.
Yeah, the titles need to have, it needs to list like minor preliminary final plat, lot 98-1, 90-B1, and then underneath that, it states something to the effect of boundary adjustment of lots 90-A and lots 90-B. But
Okay.
you need to list the new lot numbers in that title section.
Okay. So you said just to take this survey and put this new lot thing. And you do we need to write anything else at the bottom, did you say?
No, I'm seeing 90A1, 90B1 there on that plat sheet. Can you go to Jacob, can you go to the previous sheet?
Hey, Robert's doing it.
Oh yeah, Marcel. Marcel, can you go to sheet three?
I'm back. Which one?
Sheet
This one,
three.
Jay?
No, is there a sheet three? I thought I saw a sheet three. One of three.
Yeah, there is a sheet
Sheet
three of
three.
three in the
There's sheet
file.
three right
There
there.
is.
Okay, so it looks like just the title in the upper right-hand corner just needs
Okay.
to have the revised language, and we
Okay,
can have. Feeling.
well, Danny's right here. He just showed up, so if you guys can let him know what else needs to be
Yeah,
in this.
when I
Yeah,
made the submit.
Mr. Martinez, let's get you sworn in. This is Robert Lucero. I'm the
He's okay.
DHO for today. Would you please state your full name and mailing address for the record?
Daniel Martinez, 7009 Maryland Avenue, Northeast.
Thank you, sir. Please raise your right hand. And do you swear or affirm under penalty of perjury that your testimony today will be true?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Again, if you look at the second page of the survey, we did change it to 90A1 and 90B1. They were submitted when I got the information from Jay. He asked that I provide the old survey where it was 90A and 90B. So the new submittal that you have before you shows that it is 90A1 and 90B1.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. So Danny, that title sheet, or the not title sheet, the title section where it says minor preliminary slash final plat, replat lot line adjustment between lot 90A and 90B. Typically, there's a section above that. And I don't know if Ryan Mulhall is here with Cartesian. He's up next, but they submit quite a few plats to us, and I'll screen share an example of what I'm talking about from the next plat that we're gonna hear. And this is just, I think it's required. I discussed this with the city surveyor and city engineer, and this is just something that you need to have on the plats. You need to show the transition from the old lot numbers to the new lot numbers on the plat, and you do that on the actual lots themselves, the labels on the lots, but you need to have it, I think, in the title block too. Here, I'll screen share what I'm talking about just so that you know what I'm, this is clear. So this is the next plat that we're hearing. And I'm not, there's no decision that's being made on this next plat. I'm showing this as a reference. Plat for lot 4A, block 1, Franciscan Acres, being comprised of, I think that's what, being comprised of is perhaps what you could, language you could use on the title block for your plat. Lots 4 through 6, block 1, Franciscan Acres. So you have the old lot numbers here, the original, and then you have the newly platted lot number here. Now
Okay.
this is a consolidation plat that's coming up next, and yours is a boundary adjustment plat, but this is very standard with all of our plats.
Okay. Not a problem. We can do that.
And we can have, this is Jay Rodenbeck, we can have that as a condition of approval.
Thank you very much. Mr. Martinez, any other questions?
No, not at all.
Was there anything else that gentleman prior to this was talking about? And was that just general information, or was that something else that needed to be done?
Those are some pretty standard proposed conditions of approval. Yeah, Mr. Boylan, if you could just put those in the chat, please, so I could read them off. And Ms. Wolfley, did you have anything in conclusion?
No, I do not.
Okay. Very good.
Yeah, I looked in the chat section and didn't find anything written there.
Okay, I think he's working on it right now.
Mr.
Okay,
Hearing
thank you.
Officer, this is Jay Runbeck. I think I got one final comment that when Mr. Webb was screen sharing the plat, it looked like the project number was 6197 on the plat when it needs to be 8197 here. Rob, could you share that again? You go to that first sheet. Yeah, next sheet. Sheet one with the signatures. Just could you?
I think Jacob or Marcelo have this one, I think, but I can pull it up as well.
Okay, this is Marcel. Marcel, could you zoom in to the signatures, like at the where they had the project number?
The far right column.
Above the signatures.
Yeah, I think I see 6197.
Oh, yeah.
Needs to be 8197. And I think that's the right application number. We need to make sure that application number is correct as well.
On the agenda, we have 00095 instead of
Okay, so that
00.
needs to be updated.
Updated to what?
So the project number is incorrectly listed as 6197, PR2023-6197. The application number is incorrectly listed as SD24-0070 when it needs to be SD2024-0095.
And I think that can
Thank
be covered in the condition that
you. Oh,
you're
yeah. This is just a
cleared
condition of,
number
it's not
two.
going to hold up. It shouldn't hold up the decision, but it's something that needs to be addressed as a condition of approval.
And not a problem. We can make those changes.
And the address, so do you guys make the change on the address for to read 3610 Trellis Drive, or
It
do we?
had Trellis Road, but it's actually
It's
Trellis
Avenue.
Drive.
Yeah, it had Avenue.
Oh, Avenue, I'm sorry. And again, the plat is correct.
The address, where this is Jay Runbeck. Where are you referring to this address being?
On what I was on your information there on this discussion.
On the
Okay.
comments
On the
that we received.
agenda.
Yes.
Oh, in a memo?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a part of the record, but that's not, I mean, the notice of decision certainly needs to be correct, and we need to make sure that we get that correct in there, but I don't think that the comments need to be revised to reflect that. But thank you for letting us know.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
This is Ms. Wolfley. Jacob, can you check real quick what the address is on their application? Because that's usually where the address comes from. And we can't, through platting, we can't change an address. We have a whole address group that changes addresses. So depending on how it's officially addressed, that's the address unless you go through changing it. So what's listed on there is Candelaria Road. So that is the address we will use.
That's correct.
That's correct.
It's a trellis one.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Are you saying, what are you saying is incorrect then?
Well, on the documentation, it said Trellis
Avenue.
Avenue when it's actually Trellis
Avenue.
Drive, but the
Yeah.
address used is the Candelaria address.
Okay.
Okay. So
I'm
yeah,
sorry.
we'll just be ref and this is Jolene Wolfleet, and that was, I think, Mr. Martinez that just spoke. So we will be only referring to the Candelaria Road in
Okay.
the notice of decision. Okay.
Very good. All right. And anything further from anybody? Appreciate all the good discussion. Thank you. Okay. Well, thank you everyone for all the submittals of your reports and documentation and the testimony today. Having reviewed all this matter, I hereby approve agenda item one, which is PR 2023-008197 SD 2024-00095. Because the application meets all the applicable requirements of the IDO, the DPM, and other adopted city regulations with the following conditions. First of all, the title block must be updated to reflect the change of lots 90A and 90B to 90A1 and 90B1, respectively. The project and applications must be added to the plat. I'm sorry, the project number and application numbers must be added to the plat and corrected to what I just stated at the top of this approval. Prior to final sign-off on the plat, the Aegis office must approve the DXF file and proof of the approval must be provided. The date of the DHO approval must be recorded on the plat in accordance with section 66K2K of the IDO. The sidewalk determination to maintain the existing sidewalk must be noted on the plat prior to final sign-off.
What do we note then?
That's it. Any final questions from anybody? Well, thank you very much. That
thank you.
Agenda item one. Have a good day.
You too.
Okay.
Thank you.